Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats and welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. It was an interesting way of finally getting the game in on Friday, then Saturday. You had to play Saturday against Southeast of Saline, coach, in the afternoon, a 14-14 tie after three quarters, but you broke away in the third or fourth, and won 35-14. What stood out about the interesting scenario there on a Saturday afternoon football game?
I think our kids handled the adversity pretty well. I mean, you get all excited and hyped up to play a game on Friday, and then at the last second, at the end of our warm-ups, it gets weather becomes an issue, and so we have to go to the high school, and then we hang out there for an hour and a half, and then it's canceled, and then got to come back in the morning on what Saturday, and then play, you know. So the adversity there was challenging for our kids, but they handled it pretty well. We came out a little slow, in the first half there, but we started to really gain our footing, and the field was a little slow with it being wet, but our kids did a good job, and it showed, and we played well in the second half for sure.
Tate Alvers over 200 yards rushing and a touchdown. Zach Meyer had over 150 and three touchdowns. How do you feel about the way those guys are developing in your backfield and coming along?
Yeah, they're playing well, and they work well with each other. They bring different things to the table, each of them. And when you have two backs like that, they can get the job done. Makes things much easier as a coach when you have dynamic backs back there. And it's a testament to our offensive line playing well too. And we ran for 396 yards on Saturday. And so they did a great job and up front. And our backs did a good job behind the holes. And so we had a good game.
How do you feel about the defensive effort? Hunter White got some yards back there, but you're able to hold them to 14 points and shut them out in the fourth quarter. What do you feel about the defense on Saturday?
Yeah, we started off slow, not reading our key on that first drive, and then the second drive made a few mistakes. And overall, one of their scores, we had him sacked, and somehow he was able to flip a pass out from falling down a shovel pass about 20 yards away, and it was an unbelievable play, but he's a great player and for them, and I think we were the first team to hold him under 100 yards rushing, and so I'm proud of our defense. They're playing well. I think we're giving up like 13 points per game right now, they've come a long ways with our scheme and fitting our personnel there. So
we're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. We'll go over the district opener coming up on Friday night against Marysville here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you start out district play coming up Friday night as you take on the Marysville Bulldogs. Marysville, a team that was very solid last year and won the district. This year they're now 6-1 as they come in, or 5-1, I should say, as they come into district play. When you look at the Bulldogs, what stands out the most about their group this year?
They have a lot of good skilled football players. They got a lot of athletes. The receivers on the outside, their quarterback, their running back. They've got really good skill players, and they're good up front. They're a good football team. And so, you know, we had to come out and be ready to play. And this is what playoff, this is playoff football, and this is what it is. You know, you play good teams, and you got to match what they can do, and, you know, hope for the best. But it's going to be an exciting game. I think it'll be a good game. You know, two teams, more of a spread, you know, finesse team. You know, they are 50-50 and run pass, but more of a spread finesse team to a true power team. It could be a good game. So,
you mentioned their quarterback, Jack Bloomer. He's thrown for over 1,350 yards, 17 touchdowns, just two picks, and he's completing 71% of his passes this year. When you look at that kid on film, what makes him so talented?
You know, he throws the ball really well, and he's a great athlete. He can run. And so anytime you've got a guy back there who can throw the ball accurately, deep and short, and then can also run, he makes it very, very challenging for defenses. And so we're going to have our hands full, no doubt, with him. And, you know, he's a good football player.
When you look at your schedule so far, do you feel that it's prepared you for district play here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've played some tough teams, and you know, our kids respond, and we've gotten better every single week. And that's all you can ask for as a coach. I mean, the only thing you can ever ask for your kids is to get better every single week. And I really feel like that we have done that. And so, you know, we just hope we take another step forward on Friday night, continue getting better, and come out with the win. But it should be a good battle, and it'll be a fun game to coach in.
Brad Gober, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best luck Friday night against Marysville.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Fans can hear and see that game on Friday night, Katy Country 94 and NCKSSports.com online video stream. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Next Tech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Next Tech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Next Tech. Complete technology for your business.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head football coach Colin Reiner. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Next Tech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're with Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team now. Coach, your second game of district play on Friday night, it was a very wet one as you went over Logan Palco and Palco 44-10. Just overall looking at the game, how pleased were you with the way the kids played in those tough conditions in Palco Friday night?
I thought all in all we played fairly well. You know, the ball was slick there with the rain, and you know, both teams had some ball security issues. But you know, for the most part, you know, neither team really had any turnovers. Had some lost downs because of fumbles, but other than that, I felt like we executed fairly well defensively. I thought we did a pretty good job of staying gap sound and limiting the Thompson kid, which was good to see.
Just looking at your team, you were at your full disposal on Friday night, so didn't have to carry the ball 49 times for you, but you did have a nice job. Did do a nice job on the ground, regardless, because of the conditions. As Darian had Holloway had 19 carries for 162 yards and three touchdowns. I guess, how do you feel about the run game in general, and how they performed there Friday night?
You know, I felt like offensive line did a pretty good job. You know, we're still struggling with some things that we shouldn't be struggling with week seven and going into week seven. And, you know, we've got to get some of that cleaned up, and hopefully this week we do. It's not, they're not big things; they're just assignment stuff that we've got to get fixed, and hopefully through repetition we can get that done. So, you know, we had some holes to run through, and you know, our backs did a good job of making people miss when they got to the second level and creating some big plays.
Also threw for over 100 yards, 139 yards, 6-7 passing from Darnell Holloway. How much of a good sign is that, that you can you're able to do those kind of things in wet conditions as you kind of move forward and try to advance in the passing game as well?
Yeah, you know, it was more of a scheme thing we saw, how they defended some things on the defensive side, and we were able to take advantage of that. And they were really loading the box on us, and you know, I was concerned with, you know, being able to play catch when it was raining like that. But you know, they were early trying to really take away what we were doing in the running game, and we had to do something to loosen them up a little bit, and we were able to do that, and that was really good to see us make good decisions at the quarterback position, and then, you know, obviously catch the ball at the end position, and we were able to get some easy scores that way.
Talking with Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the big district game coming up on Friday night with the Victoria Knights here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Still with Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, getting set now for district game number 3. You're 5-1, 2-0 in the district, as is your opponent coming up on Friday night. Victoria 5-1, 2-0 in the district. They won over Logan Palco 50-26. They beat Bennington last week 48-14. When you look at the Knights this season, I know talking with you early in the year, you felt like they had made a lot of improvement and were going to be one of the toughest teams in this district. What are your thoughts on them as you head into week 7?
Oh, they're the same thoughts I thought early. Mm-hmm. You know, as I've gotten to watch them on film a little bit, just a very sound team. Coach Oberle does a tremendous job with them. They're physical. They're very disciplined. If you make mistakes or have breakdowns in assignment defensively, they're going to make you pay in the running game. And you better bring your lunch pail because they're going to hit you all night. And you know that's something that, you know, that's the way we try to play. And so it's going to be a game. There's going to be some hitting going on, and it's going to be a team that makes the fewest mistakes is probably going to win. You know, in games like that where teams are fairly evenly matched, just small miscues can be magnified. And you know, kind of what happened to us at Pike Valley earlier this year, we had a couple more miscues than them, and that was the difference in the ball game. So, you know, hopefully we can come out and play a clean ball game as far as you know, turnovers and penalties and play disciplined football. And you know, if we do those things, we should be right there with an opportunity.
See, I haven't seen Victoria play in a few years probably, but it always seemed like when I did see them that it was nothing fancy that they bring on offense. It's just like you were talking about a little bit ago, physicality. It sounds like they're not going to really give you a lot of tricks. They're just going to tell you to stop it, right?
That's very true. You know, they run a lot of air option, which, you know, anytime a team does that, you've got to be assignment sound on defense and the right guys taking the dive and the right guys taking the quarterback and the right guys taking the pitch. And you know, they have that Kisner kid who's just a phenomenal athlete, and he's got some good speed. We're going to have to keep him hemmed in a little bit and just good group on defense. That Lucas Taylor defensive end, he's as he's probably the best defensive player we've seen this year. Just 6'3", 215, 220 pounds, and can really play. So, you know, we'll have our hands full, and they're definitely a playoff caliber football team, and we're definitely looking forward to the opportunity to play them on Friday.
Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against tonight's Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen. Well, Coach, it goes into the books as a win for you on Friday night, 33-7. You didn't quite get through the entire first quarter, so you jumped out on Ellis real good there on Friday night, and then the lightning and weather delays came, and finally just ended up saying it was good at 33-7. What were your thoughts on the win at Ellis Friday?
Yeah, it was a crazy start. They ran the opening kickoff back on us, and then we run their kickoff back on them, so there's two straight kickoff returns, so it kind of started wild. And then I think our kids settled down and took care of business pretty well.
When you look at a game like that, what's the biggest thing you try to take away? You know, as I said, it was through not even a full quarter, but you do get 93 yards all on the ground and a few touchdowns. Jesse Staples had two touchdown runs and averaged over 23 yards a carry on three carries in that game. What do you try to take away from a game like that?
Yeah, it's, you know, you practice hard all week and you feel bad, especially for the seniors, because they only have so many more games left, and they're amped up and ready to go. And I'm sure the same for Ellis. But you know, but what the scoreboard was, we had like I said, ran a kickoff back. We had an interception return for a touchdown. And we ran a few in, and so you know, I don't know what to take from that game, because you really didn't get a chance to do a lot of stuff that you'd practiced all week.
What was the process like of ultimately deciding that, okay, we're just going to go ahead and call this one at 33-7 instead of trying to get back out?
Like I said, when we got rolling and we had a lightning delay, we went in and then we came back out and played. I think that one happened with 8:50 to go in the first quarter, and then we went back out and played the rest of that quarter. Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of a mutual decision. We waited probably an hour or so, but it kept being lightning, and so they kept resetting the clock to 30 minutes. And so I think you kept seeing on radar that there was more and more coming. And so eventually we just decided that we'd go ahead and call it just with the score the way it was after one.
So, again, we're talking with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent, which is Sacred Heart, starting district play coming up Friday night. And we'll talk about them after the break on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
At Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, we want to keep you in the field and avoid costly downtime. Let us help you with pre-season inspections. Our trained and certified technicians will provide a complete list of repairs to keep your equipment where it should be, in the field. Right now, purchase 3 service inspections and get the 4th free with no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your Landmark service manager for details or visit us at landmarkimp.com. Experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're still with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center Redmen. Coach, getting set now for 2-1-A district play to start Friday night. You'll open out with the Sacred Heart Knights. They have a new coach there. They're 1-5 this season. When you look at Sacred Heart, I'm going to guess that you probably think they might be a little better than what their record might show, but what do you think about the Knights here in this first district game?
Yeah, they play a really good schedule down there and some 3A schools and a tough league there. So definitely that 1-5 comes because of their competition. Some really good-looking athletes on film. And, they've scored some points against some good teams, too, and had some yards. So they know how to move the ball. And I'm sure they're looking forward to district here and playing 2A schools. And so we're going to have to get up and play a good ball game.
I don't have their full stats, but through four games, their quarterback, David Anderson, had thrown for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns, but did have 7 picks, completing about 59% of his passes. I know that they like to mix run with pass quite a bit over there at Sacred Heart. It's kind of always been their M.O. When you look at Anderson, what do you see from him that stands out?
Yeah, a big college-type-looking quarterback, tall and strong, and like I said, throws a really good ball. And the running back has started for maybe 4 years, 3 years at least, and so he's got a lot of experience too and a lot of speed. So some good receivers that obviously go get the ball if you're going to throw for that. So yeah, they definitely present challenges to your defense.
When you look at this game and going into it, as we mentioned, it is the start of district play, and you know, in the past, you guys have had some bigger districts where you didn't have just three games, but here the last couple years in this cycle, it is just the four-team district with three district games. So how important is it to get off on the right foot here in district play?
Yeah, we learned a couple years ago. We lost, I think, our first district game to El Saline, and it really makes it a uphill battle. You definitely can't lose the second one. So, it puts a lot of importance on this game for both teams to try to stay undefeated in the district and get that playoff berth.
Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck as you open district play with Sacred Heart Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a 6-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter, and receive a 1-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Next Tech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Next Tech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Next Tech, complete technology for your business.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Don Long. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening, getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 p.m. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Leopard football with head coach Don Long.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, your team taking on Solomon on Friday night. 38-6 ended up being the final score due to the weather that came in. You're only able to get about a quarter and a half, almost the full first half in. Just kind of looking back at that game, what were your thoughts with Solomon there Friday night in a short one?
It's one of those which you could have put a little more. We were doing some good things in that game. Had a little tough time with the offense, shot 7 down. The offense was moving the ball at times and getting first down. Kids were doing some good things.
So, again, you fall there 38-6. Just overall, kind of looking at Solomon and what they were able to do, I know that you were concerned a little bit about what they could do offensively. Nielsen had 101 yards passing and 83 throwing or rushing, clearly a very good dual-threat quarterback that they had over there.
Yeah, he's a pretty good quarterback. He runs long, throws ball, he reads defense, is pretty good. He's kind of hard to slow down. Probably the fastest kid on my team as well.
So overall, as you look at your team here in district play, how have you felt about the progression of your kids? I know offensively it's been
you know, up and down. There's been times that you've done some nice things. What do you feel about how your kids are playing here in district play?
Well, I mean, it's been a pretty tough district, but we've come along. We've made some improvements in places, and there's still other places we need a lot of work on.
And we're talking with Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln football team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent for Lincoln coming up on Friday night in district play as they get set for Logan Palco. It's coming up on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. A windup, a pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Kassasa! He's done it! That's how you Kassasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's Kassasa?
Glad you asked. Kassasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kassasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln football team. Coach, you get Logan Palco coming up on Friday night. This team started the season 4-0, but again, as you mentioned, you're playing in a very tough district. They've lost their last two, including last week 44-10 to Osborne. If you look at Logan Palco, what stands out the most, and what do you expect to see from their team Friday night?
You know, it's kind of hard to reach out with like the two games that I've seen were the two district games against Osborne and Victoria, and both them teams handled them pretty well. You know, they've got some pretty good back, they got good size, they were able to move the ball against both sides by the rule, so I really don't know what to expect totally. Like I said, they played against two very good teams. But
you're looking at what they do. You talk about their backs, and David Thompson's clearly the guy that's leading them with just under 800 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns. But they've got a new quarterback in there, but he's kind of a veteran as far as playing on this offense at Logan Palco, and that's Riley Allen, who has run for 357 and 7 touchdowns. They're not going to pass probably as much as some of the teams you've seen, but what impresses you the most about their quarterback over there?
Well, you know, like I say, they don't throw a whole lot, but when they do, he seems to find open receivers, and he's a pretty good runner as well. You know, he's like having another running back in the backfield, so it's just a quarterback. So that always makes it tough to defend.
As you look at your team right now in the district, you're kind of in a tough spot, obviously, with the 0-2 start. But what are you hoping to see from this group as you continue to move forward in this tough district that you talked about?
Well, I want to see improvements, especially all the younger kids that will be back here with us next year. If we can just get better at the jobs that we need to do, that would be huge for us and kind of put some light on us for next year.
Don Long, the coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck on Friday night against Logan Palco.
All right, well, thank you.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. A windup, a pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Kassasa! He's done it! That's how you Kassasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's Kassasa?
Glad you asked. Kassasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kassasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to the Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, another win for your team. It was kind of a not ideal situation there on Friday as you got into halftime and then had to finish your game on Saturday, but you win 30-20 over Stockton to start 2-0 in district play. What are your thoughts on the win over the Tigers this weekend?
Well, I thought our kids did some really good things. Friday, they executed when they needed to on Friday night. We come out Saturday, we didn't play as well, but in some areas I thought we played a lot better. Defense played better Saturday than we did Friday night. Offensively, though, Saturday we had the ball inside the red zone three times, only put it in one. So there's things we walked away with a little bit disappointed that we didn't execute on some things, but at the same time, very glad that, you know, the effort the kids played with was tremendous, and that's what we keep telling them every week, just play with effort, and they're just getting a lot better day to day and week to week.
Like I said, I know it was not ideal, but a unique situation there. How tough was it for you as a coach and kind of gauging the kids to come back? Maybe I'm crazy, but you might want to come back being down 22-14 for the right mindset, wouldn't you? But you come back and you have to hold on to that lead. It's got to be tough, isn't it?
Oh, I guess it can, but I think our kids showed up excited to play Saturday. And that's what I was most concerned with. Would they be as energized and as excited to play on Saturday? And we looked at it a couple of ways, you know, just gauging the kids and seeing all the fans that showed up. Friday night was great, but then to see them turn around and even more people show up on Saturday, I don't know that I've seen this place as packed since I've been here. It was a Saturday playoff atmosphere, and just the crowd that showed up for both teams, and our kids were really excited about that. They showed up ready to play. Probably execution wise, like I said, wasn't as sharp as it was Friday, but from a standpoint of getting them ready, it was all the kids. The coaches, we didn't have to do much. They liked that atmosphere. They really enjoyed it and had fun.
Talking with Otis Hendricks, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, in the locker room chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent. That's the Lakeside Knights coming up Friday night here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Welcome back in the locker room chats. Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, getting set now for Lakeside coming up on Friday night. The Knights are 0-6 and 0-2 in district play. When you look at Lakeside, what do you think about their squad coming in Friday night?
You know, they've got a very, very good football team in spite of their record. You know, you can look at them and two different ways to say, well, they're 0-6 or 0-2, and they're not very good. They are. They are a better team than their record shows. I know it's tough. They're down to 10 kids on their roster, but their kids play hard. They fight hard, and we're in no position to look past anybody. And we're definitely trying to keep our kids focused for this week. And because Lakeside can do some things that hurt you. Running back does a good job hitting his holes and getting to the outside, and they've got a passing attack, and when it gets going, it's tough to stop. So we're gonna have to get on them early and try to just keep them from getting momentum.
One of the things that I look at when I look at the Knights, and I saw them once earlier this year against Northern Valley, and they had quite a few turnovers in that game, and they've got 24 of those on the season. How important is it going to be for your crew, to be able to force those turnovers and take advantage of them?
Oh, it's going to be very important. You know, one thing our defense has done, we've given up a lot of points this year, but I think one statistic that speaks out that surprised a lot of people is we're plus 7 in the turnover ratio. So our kids do a good job of getting on loose balls. We've had 4 picks this year. Our kids, like I said, they seem to find the ball when it's on the ground, and we try to take advantage of those opportunities. So it's very important for us, as it is in any ball game, to go out and win that turnover battle.
Otis Hendricks, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Lakeside Friday night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.